Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Smart Biz Network. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is Barbara Swanson, my friend Barbara Swanson. And Barbara has written a book called Beyond Foods, Handbook for Functional Nutrition. So, Barbara, tell us a little bit about your book.
Hi, welcome all. So I wrote the book, Cynthia, as truly a handbook. I've been working with nutrition and helping people with lifestyle upgrades for over 25 years in the nutritional aspect of it. And I kept seeing a similar issue no matter who it was, no matter whether they were very healthy and wanted just to upgrade their diet or they were really unhealthy and wanted to change their diet. They didn't really know why they should change and what they should change in order to get what they needed. Because if you look at the way things are marketed, you know, there's the South Beach diet, there's the Atkins diet, there's the Paleo diet, there's the Whole 30 diet. Most of them will work low fat, you know, no sugar, no carbs, no grain. I mean, all raw, all macro. Most of them work, but none of them actually explain what's going on a physical cellular level and why you need or don't need a specific food. So I wrote the book to explain what functional nutrition is so that no matter what your diet is, you understand why or why not that's working for you.
So basically, when somebody picks up your book, what will they learn?
So they will learn. I created an actual health model to help delineate what we need and why. So they will learn on a cellular level what nutrients they have to have, for example, to counteract inflammation from exercise or to counteract inflammation from having allergies, and they will learn why. They will learn what's going on in my body that I need this. They will learn about the 15 micronutrients we need on a daily basis, and they'll learn some quick tips on how to get those in their diet without changing everything. Because ultimately, to me, the most important thing for people outside of having some education so they understand what they need is that it has to be able to work. I mean, I am not going to completely change my lifestyle and diet unless I'm desperate. But if somebody can explain some easy changes, that I will take in right away.
And so what is in your book and what should people be looking for?
So what's in my book is truly an explanation of what is functional nutrition. And just so people know, they don't have to buy my book to find out, functional nutrition is the nutrients that we need in order to function on a physical basis. And that's not just our muscles. It's our bones. It's our heart. It's our nerve system. It's even our DNA. There's absolute stone-cold proof that what you eat affects the expression of your genetics, and you can change your genetic expression and change the expression of the genetics in your children by what you choose to eat or not eat.
So what do you outline that people should be aware of when they decide to get up in the morning and make themselves breakfast?
I really encourage people to use whole, real foods, minimize processed foods, take out white sugar, white flour, to look at purchasing things that can be made versus purchasing things in a box or a can. And then I give some hints on how to make that a little bit simpler because, you know, most people really are short on time. So, you know, if you know you're short on time, maybe on a weekend day you cook three different kinds of meat in a day and you package it up so that during the week you have a home-cooked meat as a center to whatever dinner meal you want, whether that's a green salad or steamed veggies or potatoes or rice, trying to help people understand there are certain things they can do that will dramatically upgrade their health. Because bottom line is, it's not just I think you should eat a certain way. It's if you eat a certain way, you'll have a better life because you'll have more energy and less issues with your health.
Now, right before the show started, you and I were talking about wheatgrass. And then I mentioned grass-fed beef. So what is the issue with a label of grass-fed beef?
So grass-fed beef, first of all, again, I'm all about make it work. Anything is better than nothing. So if you have a choice between conventional beef, which just so people know, conventional beef is raised in a feedlot or in a very small enclosed space, and they're fed almost entirely on something that's a fermented mash of grains, which is not normal for the cow, and therefore not normal for us. And they're also shot full of pesticides. Their feed is shot full of pesticides and herbicides. They are shot full of worm medication, which might be necessary, but then also steroids and hormones. And so when you see the label grass-fed beef, you know that at least that animal has had some fresh grass. But what we were talking about is how deceptive that label can be, because that's an honest label if they're being fed grass. That doesn't mean they're not in a contained feedlot or an enclosure. It just means they're getting some grass. If it says pasture-raised beef, then you know you've got an animal that's out on a pasture having a real life as it should. And so it's so tricky to understand the different marketing tricks that are used, and that's one thing my book does cover is how to look out for greenwashing. I call it greenwashing, trying to make something look better than it really is.
So when you see a label that says grass-fed, could that possibly mean that grass has been treated with herbicides and might be as unhealthy as an animal that was raised in a small enclosure?
Yes, absolutely possible. And in fact, depending on the brand, it's likely. Not just possible, but likely, because there's a premium of money attached. So companies are going to maximize their profit by adding that and not necessarily changing the conditions of the animal. So here's some quick tips, just real quick. Most of us are eating way too much beef or too much meat anyhow. If you make your budget expand to buy only organic, and even better is local. And local doesn't have to be certified organic. If you can get to the farm and look at the conditions of the farm, you can have can know a lot that you don't know otherwise. So organic or local, you will be able to afford less, which is better for you. So you're going to get a better quality meat and be doing a better job of getting the amount you should have instead of the amount you want, which is usually too much for people.
If somebody goes into the supermarket and they go over to the produce section and they think I'm going to get all organic stuff, why is organic higher price than non-organic?
That is absolutely the best question ever. It's because organic farmers have to prove they don't use poisons and pesticides and things that we shouldn't have in our body. So they have to certify that they're proving that they don't do that. Well, in an ideal world, they shouldn't have to certify they're not using it. In my opinion, everybody who is should certify that they are, and they should bear that cost, but that's not what happens. So the cost is because of the expense of an organic certification, and that expense actually prevents a lot of smaller local producers from getting organic certified, even though they may deserve it. So that's why I do encourage people to buy local. It's a summer season. You know, go to your local growers market and check out your local people. Not everyone will be organic, but you can talk to the ones that aren't certified and find out their belief system and find out what they're doing. Some of them are growing organic. They're just not certified because they can't afford the expense.
Wow. Why is it so expensive?
Because we have set up, because our government is set up in a way so that large corporations have an undue amount of control over the political process. And the big food industry is one of the largest lobbying, I don't know what the, it's like almost like a cartel. Basically, there's six companies that own 95% of the food in America. And of those six companies that own 95% of the food in America, all of them have connections to either Bayer or Monsanto. They are purposefully buying up organic producers like Kashi is now owned by General Mills. Ben and Jerry's, I think, is not yet sold out. Burt's Bees was bought by Clorox Company. Morningstar, which is a vegan fake meat, they're owned by General Mills. Chazo Tea is owned by PepsiCo. So, you know, Celestial Seasonings is owned by, I think, Pepsi also, or maybe Coke. So, Dagoba Organic Chocolate is owned by Mars Company, which is a subsidiary of Hershey's, which is a subsidiary of Coca-Cola. So, you know, even our organic foods are conglomerate owned. And as those organic foods are bought out, you'll notice changes. For example, one of the big changes, Newton Organic Juices, which I use, that's what I always use with my kids. Well, they got bought out about 8 years ago, I think. If you don't pay attention, Newton now adds flavoring to all of their juices. They add synthetic flavoring and synthetic coloring. So if you're not getting 100% pure juice and reading the label, even with Newton, you're now ingesting things that maybe you don't want.
So do you think all of the stuff that's incorporated into the food system, do you think that that's a major cause of cancer in this society?
Absolutely. I think diet and environmental toxicity is not just cancer. I think it's the number one cause of asthma, of the humongous increase we've had in autistic and other brain dysfunction. I think it's a keystone to all of the inflammatory diseases that are going crazy, like Crohn's disease and IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. These are all responses to toxicity that is coming in, and people just don't realize how much.
So, Barbara, tell our listeners a little bit about what brought us together.
So I have been using superfoods for about 25 years, and I'm a big believer in using superfoods and nutritional supplementation of that are whole food based, because the ones that I choose are third party tested and verified to be completely clean of any GMOs or contaminants. That's organic, and they're very, very, very nutrient dense. And the quality of even organic food, it can be iffy when you have been using the same plot of land for 200 years, the soil can get quite weak. And while a lot of organic farmers do rotate their crops to enrich the soil, that doesn't happen everywhere. So by adding these really nutrient-dense wild food supplements that are also ancient foods, which means they really feed us at a very deep level in DNA and cellular health, I find that even though the rest of my diet may not be perfect when I travel, when I go out to restaurants, I mean, I can't be 100% perfect, and I don't want to drive myself crazy trying to worry about it. So these supplements offer me a way to really increase my nutrient punch without having to worry over every single item I'm putting in my mouth.
When you say nutrient dense, what do you mean by that?
Certain ancient foods, the algae family, so sea vegetables and freshwater algae like spirulina or AFA, AFA. The mushroom family, especially tonic mushrooms, but even culinary mushrooms like shiitake, they are ancient. They are dense with nutritional compounds that we directly know are important, like minerals and amino acids and essential fatty acids, but also with other types of phytonutrients that science is just now really discovering how incredibly powerful they are. And this includes chlorophyll and the pigment phycocyanin and complex sugars called beta-glucans. These nutrient-dense foods offer as much micronutrition, which is what makes a food good or not. I can get as much micronutrients in a couple of grams of this algae I choose to eat. It would take me probably 2 or 3 meals of vegetables bought in the store, and I still would not have as a complete balance of all those micronutrients, because truly, the difference between a good fat and a bad fat, a good protein or a bad protein, a good carb or a bad carb, the real difference is processing has removed the micronutrients, and if you have the micronutrients, the food is good.
I got to tell you that I've, of course, been taking this product for a number of years, but I also included wheatgrass a few weeks ago, and the two of them together are just absolutely phenomenal. So if you go to your store, look for wheatgrass, try it. It's a little coarser than lettuce, but the benefits are wonderful. And if you want to learn more about what Barbara and I are talking about, go to my website, which is New Earth, and type in the ID number 227-6662. Now, as far as like degenerative diseases, you know, all of us are getting older because the food supply has been altered quite a bit. Is there more cases of like arthritis and other degenerative diseases?
Absolutely. And what is really sad and frightening is not only are there more cases of these degenerative diseases, these diseases, which used to be called diseases of aging, especially arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and others, you know, those were diseases of aging. Your body became less effective at doing what it needs to stay healthy. Well, now we're seeing these diseases in teenagers. We're seeing a huge influx of inflammatory diseases in people in their 20s. And I know for a fact it's lifestyle, it's stress. There's other factors, lifestyle factors. But I would without hesitation say 100% of the people who have inflammatory issues, if they upgrade their diet, those issues will be made better. They may not go away, but they absolutely will get better, because that's what food does. It supports the way we function. It's the only way that we are alive. Here's amazing to me, Cynthia. We are created on this physical world from physical materials. These micronutrients are the essential materials we have to have in our diet. There's almost 50 of them. Every day of our life, if we're not getting those 50 nutrients, there's some part of your body that is not being rebuilt to the best of its ability, because your DNA can't do what it needs if it doesn't have the raw materials. And yes, if you go to your doctor, they may not talk to you about diet. Why? Because in America, 75% of the medical programs consider nutrition to be an option. Nutrition isn't even a required course. It's elective. Now, we cannot survive without food, without nutrition. But it's an elective for your doctor. That is not a healthy thing. So you should go to your doctor as needed, of course. I mean, I think doctors offer a phenomenal amount of information. But do not expect your doctor to be a great person to talk about your diet or your dietary needs, because they aren't educated on that. Pure and simple.
So one way to get some education, like I said, is to go on my website, my New Earth website, and plug in the number 227-6662, and I hope you will be pleasantly surprised by what you find, and everybody in one way or another can have some kind of a life change. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, and you know, that's what's great about the company we work with. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so, you know, it's risk-free for you to try the products. And I would like to let people know you can buy my book online as well. My website's thefunctionalnutritionhandbook.com. Very simple.
Great. So, Barbara, you and I will talk, you know, again, and we'll talk offline about what topics we should discuss. So you've
absolutely
been listening.
And, you know, if your listeners want to you know, get to your Facebook page, Cynthia, maybe they can ask questions to you there too, that topics we can cover.
Oh, that would be awesome. I have a Facebook page, but it's a local page. It's focused on Albany. It's Facebook/Focus on Albany. And or else, you know, it would be better if everybody looks at my I have a community forum called
nice.
The Smart Biz Network. SMARTBIZ Network. If you wanna ask questions for Barbara, you can do so, and we will model shows around what interests you. That's a very good point. We should talk about that more on the next show. So you've
Sounds
been
good.
Listening to Barbara Swanson, and you've been listening to the Smart Biz Network. So if you like this show, please like us on Facebook. Have a great day. Thank you, everybody. Thanks,
Thank you,
Barbara.
Bye.
Bye.